It's a Rock Fabrique Saturday night on The Rock Station 97.7. Very honored to be visiting with great vocalist of hard rock history, Jack Russell of Jack Russell's Great White. Jack, a brand new CD out earlier this year. It's called He Saw It Coming. And once again, Jack, very appreciative you've joined us here tonight on The Fabrique.
Kind of an historical time coming our way this week because it's the 30th anniversary, which tells us how old we are nowadays, but 30th anniversary of Once Bitten, and you're putting something pretty special out this week.
Yeah, we are. You know, we wanted to do something for the anniversary because, you know, it's been 30 years since the Once Bitten album was released, as you said, and that was a very pivotal record for us. You know, it was the album that was really a big turning point in their career where people really started to listen to the music. And we finally found a record, you know, a sound that was the band's. Because, you know, the two records before that, I think we were really musically searching for a direction, you know. And mm-hmm. When we finished this album, I thought, okay, well, this is where I want the band to be. You know, at least just for the middle ground. Then you kind of spread out, you know. Yeah, 30th anniversary, you know, it's amazing. You look back, you go, it's been 30 years since Rockin' was out, you know, since we were doing that tour with Whitesnake, and it's really trippy to look back that far and think, you know, how far you've come and you're still able to do this.
With the album coming out this week, is it a tribute where you do each of the songs from Once Bitten acoustically?
Yeah, we do all these songs acoustics, and it sounds really, really, really amazing. I was a little bit reluctant, you know, I was kind of apprehensive about, oh yeah, let's do this album that is, you know, really well recorded as far as I'm concerned, and it sets the time, you know, in a place, and you know, I want to yank it out of its time and place and strip it naked, throw it out. I thought, yeah, why not? You know, it's like these songs were great when we wrote them, and we wrote them on acoustic guitar and voice. That's how Mark and I used to write. So, you know, it seemed only appropriate